Well, now it's time for Comic Fringes, a series in which comedians depart from their usual stand-up routines and play around with the short story form. Recorded earlier this month in front of an audience at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, Aisling B, who was nominated for the prestigious Best Newcomer Comedy Award, reads Kill Dilly, a darkly comic tale about a man burdened by the stresses and strains of retirement.
Larry was sure that with all this snow, no one would notice one more frozen to death elderly woman. Now, don't get him wrong, Larry loved Dilly, no doubt about it. They had been married for 45 years. Dilly had spent about 2,288 weeks of her life cleaning his home, washing his clothes, cooking his dinner, and getting up at 7 a.m. just to watch him eat his cornflakes. She was his life's plus one. His first, perhaps, if he didn't lose a bit of weight, his last. But sadly, none of this was going to stop Larry from murdering Dilly dead. Unfortunately for Dilly, her death had come down to a numbers game. When Larry totted up the reasons for her to live and the reasons for him to kill her, there were simply more in the kill column and less in the live. Reason to let Dilly live, number one, the family. Larry had married Dilly at 22 and had slept beside her almost every night since. Larry was a retired window fitter, having left We See Through You a few months ago at the ripe old age of 65, and the window business had provided them with enough income for Dilly to stay at home and look after their two tall, if somewhat simple, children, Larry Jr. and Ernest John. There had been no need for Dilly to search for extra work, particularly once the double glazing craze took off. Larry Jr. followed his father and also became a window fitter, but he worked for rival company Windows 9 to 5. Ernest John had sadly become a writer. And so, to cover their embarrassment, they just told everyone that he was in and out of jail for dealing drugs. Reason to let Dilly live, number two. Dilly knew where everything was. For 45 years, Larry hadn't had to search for a single thing, even answers. Dilly was all over where stuff was. Dilly, what? Comb and Dax in the kitchen. Dilly, what? Glasses on your head. Dilly, what? Probiotic yogurt drink by the door. Dilly, what? One down, species of flowering tree, mulberry family, native to the Malay Peninsula. Breadfruit. Dilly, what? That racist article I was reading last week about something. Page 18, it's cut out, highlighted, and in your pile. Indeed, Larry did wonder what or how he would find stuff once or if he killed her. Reason to let Dilly live, number three, the initial future. Dilly and Larry were excited about his retirement. They would be like childhood sweethearts again. Long evening walks up to the Wetherspoons on the Holloway Road. Making love during the afternoon with loose women on in the background. Larry would finally have time to focus on all those things he'd always wanted to do, but had never had the time for. He would learn to play the ukulele, write his crime novel, trade his van in for a moped and grow an Italian-looking goatee. He would get a Twitter account to keep up with the lads from work and send abuse to the contestants that he didn't like from MasterChef. Reason to kill Dilly, number one, the disappointment. 4 months into retirement, it began to dawn on Larry that the life pony he was riding was not, as he had previously thought, on a gallop to the saloon in Funtown. It was rather on a slow trot to the horse butcher's where Dilly was wielding a knife ready to make a kebab out of him. Now, did he love her? Yes, yes, he did. That could not be denied. He loved her like a monkey loves swinging from the trees. But when Larry's world changed course a few months ago with retirement, Dilly's didn't. At all. And finally seeing the world that Dilly had lived in for the last 4 decades while he had been at work was a complete and utter revelation. Reason to kill Dilly, number two, the reality of retirement. During retirement, Larry came to see a side to Dilly that he had never known existed. Daytime Dilly, weekday Dilly, what Dilly does during the day when Larry is at work Dilly. Larry had worked Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, for the last 48 years. He left Dilly at 8:30 a.m. every morning and arrived back at 5:30 p.m. when he would be greeted by her adorable toothy grin, some kind of meat, one type of vegetable and an unintimidating type of starch, and an evening of shouting at the television. It had never really crossed his mind what Dilly got up to while he was at work. It had never really crossed his mind to consider that his wife had continued to exist in those hours while he was away. It had never really occurred to him what sort of person develops over what must have roughly been 112,000 hours of marriage where he had not been present. It had never really crossed his mind that retirement would not just be like the evenings, but all day long. No. Retirement had been like taking Pandora's box to Iraq and throwing it at an IED. Reason to kill Dilly number 3. Her personality. At the start, it had been like watching a silent episode of National Geographic. She was fascinating. But in the same way that Big Brother became less of a social experiment and more a vehicle for people from the Midlands to get on telly, watching Dilly became less about observing and getting to know her better and more about collecting a series of small things that were now ultimately going to lead to her death. Dilly was 66 and did not have dementia. She had just been left unmonitored for about 40-odd years and now had a stack of ridiculous, unmovable life habits as a result. In Larry's former line of work, you spent a lot of time in other people's homes. The golden rules were never leave footprints on the carpet, a mess in the toilet, or the gate open. A closed gate made the house look tidy and unrobbed. A house with a swinging gate was like a teenager with an open mouth. It looks stupid. Larry had never noticed his own gate before. Why would he have? He left home every day, walked out the door of their semi-D and closed the gate behind him. When he came back every evening, it would be open. But that was all right. He was coming home anyways. And he would close it behind him before searching for his keys. Nowadays, as he sat at the kitchen table looking out the window, it was a different ball game. Dilly treated the gate in the same manner as a jockey and a racehorse do the stall. Leave and never look back. She would head out to the shops, which actually meant 2 to 4 hours of various activities, and would leave the gate swinging open with wild abandon. He would stare out the window, watching it flail back and forth in the wind like it was trying to mate with the attached wall. The creak of the unoiled hinges tore at his ears. He wanted, nay needed, to go out and close the gate with every fibre of his body, but that would involve him getting up from the kitchen table where he was reading the Daily Mail. He tried to mention it to her and she laughed. Laughed as if he had just asked her to make an invisible sandwich. What gate? What gate? What gate? God, he could kill her. Reason to kill Dilly number 4. The mouth. Despite being what people in the industry called fat, Dilly ate more air than she did food. Her quota of oxygen to cereal was about 3 to 1. This, matched with teeth, suction, and 2 cheeks, meant that the sound of her eating was akin to being stuck with a loud cow in a silent field. God, he could kill her! Reason to kill Dilly number 5. For inside, not for outside. Dilly had slept beside him almost every night since he was 22. She had held his hand and wept with him as he buried his parents. She had sat with him in the cold hospital corridor as he waited to identify his brother's body. It wasn't him. Matthew had just gone on a spontaneous package holiday to Crete without telling anyone. Her reward for a hard day's cleaning was to sit on the couch, braless, in her wedding dress, with the zip open at the back. She was no longer the slim cricket she was on the day of her nuptials. And Larry felt that that act spat in the face of every framed photo in the house. Dilly said that it gave her an idea of what it must be like for the Lost Boys and Peter Pan. God, he could kill her! Reason to kill Dilly number 6. Fear of technology. Larry was a techno nerd. There was a large dusty circle, however, of carpet around his PC because Dilly had been avoiding hoovering it for 2 years in case she broke the internet. which she didn't believe really existed in the first place. She used the phrase, do an email. She kept her phone turned off in case anyone rang. And she'd only ever sent one text message by accident with the word foot. He knew, because being the only number in her phone, he had received it. When he told her about the text, she cried, apologised for what she had done and stayed in bed for the evening sobbing. He did not even gingerly attempt to explain the term Windows to her, lest she think he had started working inside the computer itself. God, he could kill her! Reason to kill Dilly number 7, music. Larry considered himself to be the Fonzie of the window cleaning crew. Older, but down with the kids and with the ability to give something a kick and make it work again. He enjoyed staying up to date with the lingo and the music. He had been known to head bob to Mumford's Sons. He had printed out and learned Jay-Z lyrics. He would email funny forwards to people at work in the evenings, and then he would ring them up and make sure they got them, and then he'd read his favourite bits of them out over the phone until they hung up. Dilly listened to literally absolutely nothing but Neil Not So Young. If he heard the needle and the damage done one more time, he would harvest himself. No one even did heroin anymore. Neil Young was so irrelevant. Dilly knew nothing. She didn't know what was going on with the young people like he did. She was so stupid not knowing. Why didn't she know? She was so old. She was so uncool. God, he could kill her! Reason to kill Dilly number 8. She was old and reminded him that he was too. Reason to kill Dilly number 9. She was old and reminded him that he was too. Reason to kill Dilly number 10. She was old and reminded him that he was too. Reason to kill Dilly number 11. She was old and reminded him that he was too. Reason to kill Dilly number 12. She was old and reminded him that he was too. Reason to kill Dilly number 13. She was old and reminded him that he was too. Reason to kill Dilly number 14. She was old and reminded him that he was too. Reason to kill Dilly number 15. She was old and reminded him that he was also old. So there you had it. 15 solid reasons to kill his beloved wife Dilly, and only 3 tenuous ones to save her. Now Larry knew that if he pushed her well-known weak lower back with just enough force, that with very little effort she would land headfirst on tonight's dark icy street behind their house. She would fall to a metaphorical icy grave, which would later lead to a literal one. He was going to miss the old girl. The cold would make her a beautifully preserved corpse. He would have to make sure that she wore her best outfit for when she was found. It's what she would have wanted. It was a pity for Larry that Fabricio, Dilly's 32-year-old Spanish lover, had been told about Larry's well-known weak knees. It meant that when Fabricio pushed Larry from behind, that with very little effort, he had landed face forward on the dark, icy street behind their house. He had fallen to a metaphorical icy grave, which later led to a literal one. She was going to miss the old boy. The cold made him a beautifully preserved corpse. She had made sure that he had worn his best clothes that day, not only so that Fabricio could recognise him, but also it's what he would have wanted. Larry was old, you see, and reminded her that she was too. And to be honest, since he had retired, she had lost interest in the man and had suspected that he didn't really like her anymore. She supposed that after all those years working in windows, she could just see through him. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been Aisling Bay. Have a lovely evening.
Aisling B reading her short story Kill Dilly, which was recorded earlier this month in front of an audience at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. The producer was Kirstine Cameron.